Border Tuner is a public interactive art installation created by visual artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer. Border Tuner will take place in El Paso and Juarez from November 13th through the 24th. This project is an interactive light and sound installation, which features three stations on either side of the border. When lights from either of the two sides are directed at each other, powerful bridges of light and sound are created, activating microphones and speakers, allowing participants to communicate with one another and creating cross-border connection and communication. The first 30 minutes of each evening will feature themed activations, and here to tell us about it are Carrie Doyle and Edgar Picasso. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Nice to be here.
Describing an art installation is not necessarily the easiest thing. However, Border Tuner is going to be major, and I don't know if we're doing it justice when we talk about it.
Yeah, it's a major installation by a major artist, Rafael Lozano Hemmer, that creates a platform for the region. We're really thinking about the installation as a base in which people from the region can come and talk about their stories. It's going to be installed on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. There are three podiums with three lights that when the lights are connected with the tuner, which you can control or I could control or anyone could, it opens up a channel of sound and it allows for a cross-border conversation. So what we're hoping this will do is to kind of shine a light on the region and the complexities of our relationships, invite people to come up and tell their own border story, what it's like to live here, what they'd like, you know, someone on the other side to know about them, what they'd like other people from other places to know about them, and just to have a good time.
And how does something of this size or magnitude come to fruition?
Well, it started with a phone call from the artist. He had a real desire, given the current climate, where there's so much negative rhetoric happening about the border and about immigrants, a real desire to use his artistic skills and really to put his own resources behind an installation on the U.S.-Mexico border. And to his credit, he came down here before he made a final plan and met with people on both sides of the border. We set up meetings for him in El Paso and in Juarez with mostly groups of artists and activists that gave some feedback about his initial design. And he came up with this concept of border tuner, so like tuning into the voices that are here in the region.
Y'all figured out all the hard stuff. I know doing a binational installation is not the easiest thing. You've got lights, you've got walls, you've got schools, you've got parks, birds.
Yeah, we got birds.
Airplanes. I know you all had to take all of these things into account.
Yeah. So there was a lot of heavy lifting up front. So,
yes.
You know, we had to get a lot of permits. You know, we did a lot of fundraising, and 90% of that came from outside of the region. Arte Abierto in Mexico, Bloomberg, via the Mellon Foundation. And now we're on to the fun part. And that's why Edgar is here today, that we're really inviting the local community to be involved in both formally curated ways and then also inviting people to come out and just be a part of the installation each night.
What have you been working on? Because I know the activations are a really important part of the installation. I know that each day it starts with a 30-minute activation.
Yes. Yeah. So about 2 months ago, I got brought into the project. And what I'm helping out with is helping curate Leon and carry these opening acts, activations like we call them. And so we're trying to get a very diverse group of people to come and help us with that. It's been a really interesting thing to reach out to the community and try to be as fair as possible to incorporate all these different dynamics and experiences that happen here on the border.
It's hard too, no? I mean, you've got a certain amount of days and the topics are endless.
Yes, they're endless, but I feel like we've done a really good job about it. We've incorporated as many voices as we can. We're having musicians, poets, historians, members of the different indigenous groups here on the border. So we're trying to highlight all these different dynamics. It's been very interesting because what we're trying to do is not only bring in these people to talk about their issues, but do it in a way that it's a conversation with the other side of the border. So that's been like a big thing that we want to highlight. It's not just people coming and just talking about their experience. It's actually coming and in a way, whether it's like through music or poetry or any other kind of performance, to have this conversations with the other side. So
to tune into each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you will.
Yeah. And the activations really are the way that we're going to start the conversation each night. There are a couple of other installations on site on both sides of the border that are going to carry on that conversation in different ways. We have the community tent, which is going to be turned over to different community organizations each night so that they can, you know, share about their activities on the border. We also have a tent that we're calling the forum. And that's kind of like a more serious conversation about border issues, about contemporary art and its role in social practice. And then really the very most important thing of all is we have an open invitation every night from November 13th to November 24th from 6:30 to 11 p.m. for anyone that wants to come down and join into the installation. And that's where the real diversity is going to happen. So
yeah, and you don't know what you're going to, I mean, the expectation, who knows what, or do you have an expectation?
There's no expectation, and it's a totally uncensored project. So it could be, you know, we're hoping to set the tone each night with these activations, but you can come up and say something funny. You can make plans to meet someone from the other side of the border. You can have a conversation on the same side of the border. You can sing a song. You know, we're open to whatever people bring to the installation itself.
And in hearing the artist talk about it, I know some people have been very concerned about it being uncensored, but he's like, you know, generally people are good, and generally people will just do the right thing.
I really expect that it's going to be an experience that's as diverse as our community. I doubt there's going to be people that are misusing the platform. And I'm really looking forward to not the curated content that much, which is going to be great, but I'm really looking forward to the actual conversation. Yeah, the actual conversation of like real people coming and like, because it's going to be, the opening act is going to be only, the activation is going to be only 30 or 45 minutes, and the rest of the night, it's going to be just a public. So
just conversations.
Yeah. So we just want to make sure that as many people take advantage of it. You know, this is a great platform. This is a way of being heard as a border community. And it doesn't really happen that often. And I feel like we should definitely make a plan to join one of the nights and go and bring your family and talk to someone across the border or just randomly see who you find and have a really nice conversation about what life is like here.
And the other cool thing is like, well, let's say you're not enjoying the other conversation. You just tune into another one, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can tune into any station, and that includes stations on your own side of the border. So, and you can, you know, try all of the stations, or you can have a longer conversation with someone at, you know, a single station. And then people who are not actually speaking at that time are going to be able to enjoy the lights, which are going to be able to be seen from a 10-kilometer radius all around the region. They'll also be able to enjoy activities in the community tent. There's some concurrent activities like a cross-border bike ride that's happening. So you can check on bordertuner.net, where we're actually now daily updating and adding more information to the programming, but you'll see a lot of stuff is there already to find out what's happening each night and to plan a great time to come down and join us.
And is it also true that folks can type in their stories there at the website as well?
That's right. You can actually leave your story as a sound message on the website. So if you don't think you're going to make it down, or maybe you're a border person that's calling in from somewhere else and you'd like to share your story via recording, there's a spot in which you can do that. And that'll be available on the website as part of the archive, but they'll also be played whenever the piece is not activated. We'll be selecting a random voices from the website and from across
the
border. So,
do you think, I mean, because I'm hopeful that the place will just be packed every night and people are dying to have these conversations. And it's, I mean, it's a long time of talking every day, but
one of the things that's really important is that people don't expect it to be like a concert with thousands of people around.
That's not
we're
what
actually
it is,
expecting
what
it that is. It might be, you know, more of a trickle of guests on either side of the border. If you think about the fact that it's open from 6:30 to 11 each night, you know, you might come and spend a half hour, 45 minutes, and then leave time for someone else. And, you know, so we do hope that we get as many voices as possible. And we think that people are just going to be blown away when they actually see the installation and what it looks like there on the border. But it won't be a big spectacle. It's more of an intimate community event.
You're having a conversation. It just happens to be created through these amazing tubes of light.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anything you want to make sure that people are aware of as they go, just logistically? The site in El Paso is going to be at Bowie High School.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So folks can park there.
Parking on San Marcial, and there'll be you know, there'll be people helping you park there. And on the Juarez side in the Parque Chamizal, the parking's relatively close to where the Anthropology Museum is there.
Okay.
There'll be security and lighting each night in all of those spaces. There's bathrooms. We're asking no alcohol and drugs, but you can bring a picnic. You can bring chairs to sit with your family. There'll be some seating also on site. We hope people come and plan to stick around for a little bit and have a nice time.
Are the conversations audible to the folks around, or is it between you and the person?
Once it's open to the public, the stations have a little speaker, so it's going to be audible to the
if
people.
Yeah,
the people around it. And during the activations, we're going to have larger speakers, so a larger amount of people can hear it. But when it's like one-on-one talking, it's not going to be super loud. You know, it's going to be a conversation that only people that are around the station can hear.
What do you want folks to know about the activations? Can you kind of run us through the nights that you have planned?
We're very excited. For example, like on the first Friday, which is Friday the 15th, we're going to do covers of Juan Gabriel and Selena. So
cool.
We hired a local musician. Her name is Amalia Mondragon to help us bring this artist together. And I don't know exactly what she's planning on doing, but That's going to be on the Friday the 15th. That same time, we're doing a bike ride, and it's going to be by National Bike Ride. It's organized by Cynthia Lopez. We're going to have people helping people fix their bikes once they get to the stations. We're also having a night where we're inviting people that talk about the environment, and we're inviting cumbia players, and it's a very diverse, yeah. We're trying to do a little bit of everything. We're having poets Monday the 18th. There's a couple of really good poetry groups that are very on it, organizing an amazing lineup of poets to come, and that's Tumbleboards here in El Paso and La Cloaca Literaria in Juarez. We're really looking forward to also Thursday, we're going to have a LGBT plus night. We got together with a couple of groups. They're super excited about participating, and it's people that are really looking forward to tell their stories. You know, it's all these different experiences, but also inform the public of the things that they do. So not only are they going to be talking and activating each night, but they're bringing different stuff, like information that they can pass out to let other people know what they're doing in the community. So that's going to be very interesting.
It's really, really cool. So really, check out the website. You guys are.
Yeah, there's so much information. It's too much to share in a short interview. But and again, we're updating daily, so there's quite a lot of information up there. But you'll see it gets more detailed and grows, you know, as we get closer to the opening date. And we're so proud and excited to be collaborating with this really diverse group of people, of artists, musicians, activists from both sides of the border, who have very graciously jumped on board and made this platform their own. And that's what makes this so exciting.
It's going to be so cool. I'm so excited for it. Border Tuner is going to be in El Paso and Juarez, November 13th through the 24th. And we're all invited to have conversations with our friends and neighbors.
Or random people, too.
Yeah, or random people. Well, maybe you make friends and neighbors, right?
Yep.
Who knows? But thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on this big art installation. And I can't wait to be a part of it.
Thank you so much, Marina.
Thanks.
Today, my guests have been Carrie Doyle and Edgar Picasso. They are working on the Border Tuner public art installation brought to us by visual artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.